Well, you're lucky. I almost came on singing this, but I thought I better not. You've nailed it, Kyle. I don't know why you're sucking up so bad with the bumper music, but you nailed it.
Trying to get you to sing.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones. A friend of both Brad, who Brad Peterson's in studio with me, a friend of both of ours, known him for many years. In fact, I've shared a boat with him. He's a halfway decent bass fisherman, too, Jeff Caldwell. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Terry?
Doing all right. And you and Brad are going to talk more about this than me. Waterfowl seasons are coming up quickly, and we have a number of different opportunities here in Colorado. Now, I've done some waterfowl hunting, but I'm not going to pretend it's my expertise. But you guys really get deep into this, and I know you really get into the goose hunting. Brad does a little more of the duck hunting, but there's just a ton of it available in Colorado, isn't there?
There is. We're really fortunate here in the Front Range, actually. You know, a lot of people don't think about Colorado as a waterfowl hunting state, but we've actually got it. Everybody thinks about us as a big game state, but there is definitely waterfowl to be had here, without a doubt.
Well, and beyond just there being waterfowl to be had, Jeff, I think you would agree that the goose hunting in Colorado, particularly that northern Front Range from Denver up to Wellington, out to kind of that Fort Morgan brush area, it's one of the elite or premier goose hunting areas in the country.
Oh, it is. No doubt, Brad. I mean, people think about, you know, when you think about waterfowling and they think about places like Stuttgart, Arkansas, you know, for duck hunting, a lot of people don't realize, but right here on the Front Range of Colorado is, I mean, this is kind of the go-to place for Canada goose hunting. We got some of the best Canada goose hunting in the entire nation right here. I mean, I know, Brad, you've hunted up there too in Canada too, but honestly, the goose hunting in Colorado is as good as it is in Canada or anywhere for that matter.
Well, and one of the great things we get here in Colorado is we get an extremely extended season. You know, regular goose season runs November 4th to February 16th, but then we also have actually an early season at North Front Range and some of the mountain areas to take an opportunity on the real strong resident populations we have. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, we open up this year here on the, you know, down on this part of the in the northern Front Range season. We open on October 5th and it runs through the 23rd, and it's a great opportunity to get after some of those local geese that have kind of been you know, actually plaguing, I guess you would say, the Front Range. They've had some issues with them in Denver and all over the place, honestly, but it's a good opportunity to get after them, and we've got a lot of them. I mean, I don't even know for sure now, honestly, what they estimate our resident population at, but I got to think it's over, you know, at one point a long time ago, they said it was over 50,000 birds, and I don't know what it is now, but it's a lot of geese. And it looks, and I know, Brad, you've probably seen too as well, it looks like the local geese have had a fantastic catch this year.
You know, I'll let Brad answer that in a minute. This is Terry. But, you know, as people are, if they're avid waterfowl hunters already, they're probably aware about that. And I want you guys, before this is over, to both talk about your guide services. But a new person to waterfowl hunting wanting to get started, I think the very first thing, obviously, would be to hire a guide and learn the basics. But what do you need to get started goose hunting here on the Front Range?
Well, basically, the first thing you're going to have to do, Terry, is you're going to have to go through a hunter safety course. Colorado requires that every hunter has that hunter safety course. So you're going to have to go through that. And then basically from there, it's actually really simple. It's a matter of a small game license and a state and a federal duck stamp. And of course, then, you know, you're going to have to look into getting a shotgun if you don't have one, and then some steel shot to go with that. But, you know, like you said, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, we guide. And so we actually would provide the other equipment needed, which would be the decoys and the places to go and everything else. So, you know, it's actually really easy to get into waterfowl hunting if you haven't done it before.
Yeah. And a guide's a good way to go out there the first time, figure out if it's something you want to you're going to enjoy doing, because the decoys are expensive to get into. Yeah. And goose hunting in Colorado, as opposed to the duck hunting, goose hunting, a lot of it's taking place on private land. So one of the biggest keys is to find access where the geese are utilizing the area. you know, not to mention getting some decoys and having a way to hide. But I think in goose hunting, Jeff, wouldn't you agree that, the access in the land is probably the key to someone if they want to start looking into the goose hunting? And if you're looking for land, right now's the time to get out there and start trying to talk to farmers.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, and it is. It's at a premium here in, on the Front Range of Colorado just because we do have a lot of goose hunting pressure. But that's definitely something that, they would need to look at. And you and I probably both agree that the what's the number one thing in waterfowl hunting? It's three words, but it starts with location. And what's the second and third?
I think I can answer location. And this is a question Terry probably can even answer, too. What's
the
third?
Location, location, location.
You got it. Every time.
Hey, guys, before we run out of time for the goose hunting here, how important, we're going to talk ducks later on, Brad and I are, but how important is it, Jeff, to become an accomplished caller to be successful?
You know, it is. It's definitely, it is important. I mean, these birds, they see a lot of decoy spreads coming down the flyways, and so there's a lot of things that goes into that with, you know, with making those decoy spreads look realistic and not making them look like decoys, as crazy as that sounds, but making them look more like geese. And with that whole deception, you're looking for movement and the flagging and the calling, and all of that is extremely important. I mean, it's very important to be, you know, to be successful day in, day out at that, no doubt.
And I would say on that, actually, with goose hunting, I think you can get away with your calling skills not being quite as good as it is. It's not as important as duck hunting, but with goose hunting, you need to know how to utilize a flag or create some sort of movement in that decoy spread. Duck hunting, you're able to get that movement a lot of times through the water, but get the movement, get the basics of the call. You can get by with a few dozen decoys. You know, people are selling old used shells. We both, all three of us know, have a mutual friend, Tom Bruno. He guided numerous years up here over just shell decoys and did as good as people using full bodies.
Yep. And Jeff, we're about out of time. So if somebody wanted to book a trip, you know, this new goose, the resident goose season's almost here. How would they get a hold of you and what kind of trips do you offer?
They can feel free to call me. We're on the website. You can just look us up at frontrangeguideservice.com. We're on the website. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can contact us through any of those avenues. And, basically what we do is we do a 50% deposit just to assure your date, and they pay the remainder of the balance on the day of the hunt. But calling us is the best way to contact us, and just call us and we'll take a look at some dates, and we'd love to get them plugged in if they want to get out and give goose hunting a try. They've never done it before, or even if they are seasoned waterfowlers that just don't have a place to hunt and moved here from another state or something, we can help them out there too as well.
All right. And last question, have you been out fishing at all? If I want to go catch a fish tomorrow, where should I go?
Man, I'll tell you what, the last time I went fishing, Terry, was for the full moon open up at Horsetooth, and I'll be honest with you, it was tough fishing. It was August fishing. It was the dog days of fishing. So other than that, man, about the place I can go is over here to the pond. I can promise I can catch a bass over there, but otherwise
we talked a lot about
it is
that.
August.
Don't those ponds just offer great ways to pretend you're a great bass fisherman?
Yeah, and for some reason or another, they seem to bite all the time, but they have a hard time getting away from you there.
Yeah, they do. All right, Jeff, thank you so much. Give that website again.
You bet. It's just frontrangeguideservice.com, or you can call us at 970-219-3913. Front Range Guide Service, we'd love to have you guys. It was good talking to you guys today.
Yeah, thanks. Great to catch up with you. Thanks. Jeff Caldwell has always been a great friend. Great, he'd be a great guy to go out with.
Jeff is a phenomenal. You know, I've known Jeff for a long time. We've hunted as friends. I've actually gone out and done some photography on some of his hunts. And my dad actually has booked a couple trips with Jeff. Great guy, top-notch service, and he's going to help you out every way he can and do everything he can to give you a good experience.
Well, I tell you, waterfowl, we're going to talk ducks after we talk some shotgunning in the next segment, you and I, but waterfowl hunting is a great, great recreational activity in Colorado, and we're seeing more and more resources all the time, and it's just a great way to get out and enjoy the outdoors. We're going to talk some shotgunning of all types, and then we're going to talk duck hunting. All that coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.